I grew up in the Assemblies of God, and we did not observe Maundy Thursday. When I first heard of it, I thought something like, why do you do a Monday on a Thursday? One Monday in a week is plenty. I didn't know that Maundy comes from the Latin for the new commandment, Mandatum Novum, from John 13:34. So I learned Maundy is for mandate, the new command from Jesus. That new command from Jesus is that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Parts of this command are not so new. In the Torah, the law, the first five books of the Bible, it is written to the people of God in Leviticus 19, verses 17 through 18. You shall not hate in your heart any one of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. It is possible that you have not read Leviticus. You know, even some diligent Bible readers, like I'm going to read the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, come to parts of Numbers, Leviticus, and Chronicles and say, I just can't do it yet, Lord, I'm skipping ahead. But if you have missed that wonderful command in Leviticus, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, the gospel writers bring attention to how Jesus listed that command when the issue of what the greatest command was in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Do you all know that one? Jesus answered, the first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord, help me out here. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, everything you got, with all your mind and all your strength. The second is this. You shall love your
neighbor
as
yourself.
There is no other commandment greater than these. Love your neighbor as yourself, and that you love one another are very similar. The new command puts some specificity on what love one another will look like when Jesus included, just as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. When Jesus said, just as I have loved you, it is not only how disciples of Jesus Christ are called to love one another, it is also the sign by which everyone will recognize if you are truly a disciple of Jesus Christ. In the lectionary, the gospel text for Maundy Thursday, John 13:1 through 17, 31b through 35, it leaves out verses 18 through 31a. You know what gets left out? Judas and the story of how one of the disciples would betray Jesus. Judas the betrayer would leave the scene of the Last Supper before the new command was given by Jesus, but not before Jesus demonstrated it. Judas was still there when Jesus served the disciples by washing their feet and giving a great example of what it looks like for Jesus to love. To serve and love even those who would betray Jesus or us. The love of Christ is challenging indeed. When at the Last Supper we're seated at Jesus' right and left places of honor, the beloved disciple who would lean on Jesus' breast on the one hand, and on the other hand, Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, who Jesus, when he dipped the bread into the dish, shared it with Judas, who was sitting right next to him after which Judas left the side of Jesus to betray him. Jesus washed the feet of Judas as a sign of how Jesus serves and loves. If we are to serve and love like Jesus, it will include having people like Judas close to us and serving them. Even in humble acts of service, Jesus washed Judas's feet. Sharing bread and table fellowship, Judas was seated right next to Jesus, and Jesus gave him bread. Sharing in finances, Judas kept the common purse, kept Jesus' money, and cross-bearing. Jesus bore the cross that all might be saved. Recently, I went to visit a parishioner at a nursing home. When I arrived, there was a flurry of activity in her room. The curtain was drawn between her and her roommate. Unusual. There were three staff flying around the bed, cleaning, removing linens, and preparing the parishioner for a bath. It was not an ideal time for a pastor visit. I watched as my friend was wheeled down the hall for some cleanup. I had brought her something, so I went into her room to leave it there for when she could find it after things had settled down. I heard the voice of the roommate from behind the curtain. I'd met her once before, and I told her who I was and introduced myself, so I let her know it was me who was there, and I went behind the curtain to greet her and see how she was doing. She was sitting on her bed, half-dressed. A pullover, only halfway pulled over. Matching pants pulled up only as far as above her one knee. She is an amputee, doesn't have much left of one of her legs, and she was in a state. She had been receiving help to get dressed when her neighbor suddenly needed lots of attention, so she had been left by herself and still needing help, and she was not happy about it. I don't think I'd be happy about it either. I apologize that I could not help her get fully dressed. She asked me if I could put on one sock and one shoe. She helped me locate the items. And while I began putting on her sock, I began telling the story of when Jesus took off his outer garment, wrapped a towel around himself, filled a basin with water, and began to wash the disciples' feet. About this time, I noticed her foot was cold as I pulled up the sock. I went on sharing how the task of foot washer was usually left for a slave, a servant, a child, whoever was the lowest status person left around. By this time, I was working on the shoe. It was one of those pullover sneaker types. It had shoestrings on it, but they were only for show. They don't actually help open the shoe at all. Jesus was their teacher, master, the highest status one, who served by washing feet. This Jesus called us to serve one another and love each other, just like Jesus serves and loves. I managed to get that shoe on and look up. I saw tears. And I heard the words, "I love Jesus too." I'm not sure what that woman thought of me when we had met the first time. I shared with her I was a pastor. Some people get defensive and suspicious when I tell them that. I told her I was a United Methodist. You know, some of my old Assemblies of God brothers and sisters, they really don't know what to do with me when I tell them that. Some fear me as an apostate, or a heretic, or just an unknown category. Some really don't know what to do. I was the pastor of her roommate. Not entirely sure of her opinion of my parishioner, if that would be a good reference or not. There's no telling what she thought of me based on those things I had shared before. In that second meeting when she shared, "I love Jesus too," I realized she recognized a love of Jesus Christ that had been shared between us. It was a simple act of helping in a way I could, serving and loving how I could, like pulling up a sock, pulling on a shoe, that she recognized. Here is a disciple of Jesus, like I am. There are a lot of people out there who may not know a whole lot about Jesus, but somehow know about the new commandment. You can recognize a follower of Jesus by if they serve and love others like God does, like Jesus does. May we ask grace from God to serve and love like Jesus our Lord. May we so serve and love each other and our neighbors that even of us, people would say, "There is a disciple of Jesus. I know because they love like God loves." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.